Welcome back, Deep Divers. We're diving deep into a topic that, honestly, I find utterly fascinating. Longevity.
Oh, absolutely. It's something that, you know, we all think about, right?
Right. Living longer, healthier, and I think most importantly, lives packed with purpose and joy. And we're lucky enough today to be taking cues from folks who've already hit that incredible century mark.
A century? That's amazing just to think about.
It really is. And for this deep dive, we're turning to Pegasus Senior Living. They've got some really neat stuff on their website.
Looking forward to it. Always eager to see what insights they have to offer.
So they have this section, Meet the Pegasus Century Club. I mean, come on, how cool is that? A whole club for centenarians. And their stories. They're incredible. We're talking folks like, let's see, Vivian B., an artist, still painting every day.
That's fantastic. Keeping that creative spark alive.
Exactly. Or Florence W., she's traveled to over 50 countries. And get this, she's still adding to her bucket list.
That's the spirit. Never stop exploring. It speaks volumes about, I think, the mindset that often comes with longevity, you know?
I agree. It's not just about the years, but the life you pack into them, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's Ray Y. He celebrated his 100th birthday with a dolphin encounter. And of course, you can't forget the root beer floats with the family.
Yeah, that's a birthday.
Yeah.
You know, it's those simple joys, those connections, they can make life so rich, regardless of age.
Totally. And it got me thinking about the whole environment. If you're living to be 100, where you live has got to be pretty special, right? So I dug into what makes Pegasus Senior Living tick.
Always a good idea to peek behind the curtain, so to speak.
Right. And they have this whole section on their website, What Makes Pegasus Different. One thing that popped out immediately, at least for me, was their focus on resident-led choices.
Autonomy. Super important, especially in later life.
Exactly. Like, they emphasize that residents have a real say in things like dining and activities.
That makes sense. It's about respecting their individuality, their preferences. It's not a one-size-fits-all situation.
And when you think about it, that makes all the difference, doesn't it? You're not just living somewhere. You're actively participating in how your life unfolds. They even mentioned restaurant-style dining. I was curious about that.
Oh, it's becoming quite popular, and for good reason. Think about it. A restaurant is more than just a place to eat. It's an experience, a social hub.
True. And that social aspect must be incredibly valuable, especially as people get older.
It combats isolation, which can be a real concern. Plus, it makes mealtime something to look forward to.
Makes sense. It's creating that sense of community. They also mentioned something about award-winning, unique, and enriching programs. So I'm picturing something a little more stimulating than, say, the average bingo night.
Well, don't underestimate the thrill of bingo. But you're right. There's a movement towards more diverse, engaging activities. Think continuing education classes, tailored fitness programs, art workshops, things that challenge the mind and body.
I love it. It's all about that lifelong learning, pushing those boundaries, defying expectations. It seems like they're onto something here, you know, with these vibrant centenarians and this focus on an engaging, empowering environment. I have to ask, is there a proven link between this kind of lifestyle and actually living longer?
Well, it's complex. We can't ignore genetics, of course. But research does suggest that lifestyle plays a significant role in how we age. It's like, imagine a garden. Genetics might provide the soil, but lifestyle is the sunshine, the water, the care that helps it flourish.
What a great way to put it. So social connections, mental stimulation, staying physically active. It's not just about adding years to your life, but life to those years.
Precisely. It's about quality of life, not just quantity.
I love that. So it almost sounds like celebrating our elders, providing them with these enriching environments and encouraging those connections. That might be a big part of the longevity equation, huh?
It's a compelling thought, isn't it? And it's something that's being explored more and more. There's this concept of blue zones, regions around the world where people live exceptionally long lives. And one of the common threads, strong social connections, a sense of purpose, and an active lifestyle.
Fascinating. So much to ponder. Any parting wisdom for our listeners today before we wrap up?
Well, if there's one takeaway, it's that it's never too early to start making choices that support not just longevity, but also vitality and meaning in every stage of life. Think about it. What can you do today, no matter your age, to nourish your physical health, your mental well-being, and those crucial social connections?
What a powerful question. I think you've given us all a lot to think about today. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure. Always happy to chat about this fascinating topic.
And to our listeners, keep exploring, keep learning, and remember, aging is a journey worth celebrating.